Blog Talk Radio.
To God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning, and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. Today, we would have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. But unfortunately, she cannot be with us this morning. And so I will be bringing a word from God this morning at 10:30 a.m. Amen. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all 9 of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. By Francesca.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory.
God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled, A Greater High Priest. Praise be to God. In Hebrews 4:14 says, we have a great high priest. The writer says, the New Testament describes Jesus as your great high priest. But what does that mean? In the Old Testament, the priests represented the people as they sacrificed before God, just as Jesus does for us. But whereas earthly high priests were often separated from the people because of their temple duties, we don't have that problem with Christ. Jesus is continually available to us. Jesus is intimately acquainted with what we face. The suffering, hunger, thirst, weariness, betrayal, and all that the human emotions we can experience. So not only does Jesus sympathize with our weaknesses, understanding why temptations are so difficult for us as other priests might, but being sinless, Christ knows how to lead us to victory over them. Likewise, Jesus is greater than all other priests because he, in Hebrews 4:14, has passed through the heavens. He knows what our eternal home and glory is like and what it will require of us. He has seen what the entire universe looks like from the throne of God and realize what we need to do to be prepared for everlasting life there with him. Certainly, we can rejoice that we have the greatest high priest. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, no earthly priest compares with you. Thank you for your ministry to me and for representing me before the Father. In your name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this morning. Praise God. And now we are going to say good morning to Father God. Amen, by the Wiki Tones. And a reminder that as of January, we will no longer be airing on Saturday mornings. Amen. We will be airing Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Amen. To God be the glory. Now, let us all say good morning to Father God.
My eyes.
Good morning, Lord. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection, and after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory.
I want you to put your mind and your focus Spirit to come into your heart. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Of God. Oh,
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 1. Now, again, that's the book of Matthew, chapter 1, and we are going to read verses 18 through 25. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, but you can read from whatever Bible that you are comfortable reading from, but I use this, the New Living. Amen? Praise be to God. And these verses are talking about an angel appeared to Joseph. And verse 18 says, this is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through his prophet. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born, and Joseph named him Jesus. Amen. Praise be to God. You see, Joseph changed his plans quickly after learning that Mary had not been unfaithful to him. He obeyed God and proceeded with the marriage plans. Although others may have disapproved of this decision, of his decision, Joseph went ahead with what he knew was right. And sometimes we avoid doing what is right because of what others might think. Like Joseph, we must choose to obey God rather than seek the approval of others. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, no other word, no other word so completely capture the Christmas spirit as the word joy. It describes so many of the feelings of Christmas. Joy is when children see their presents, when relatives arrive at the homestead, when Christmas pageants features the angelic quantities of children, qualities of children. When grandmothers announce that dinner is served, and when the choir sings the annual Christmas cantata, undergirding all these activities is the quiet confidence that God has indeed invaded our lives. Amen. Not only did he enter the human race, but at that first Christmas, he also has entered our own piece of history. The birth of Jesus provided the rebirth of our soul. Yet, for some at Christmas, joy is absent. It is but a hollow day instead of a holiday. The good tidings of great joy is not real for them. Missing from their lives is the pleasant assurance that life has meaning. They are lost in the artificial whirlwind of Christmas. The decorating, baking, gift buying, and other activities of Christmas are but one more hassle in their already gloomy lives. But it is at that point that the symbolism of the Advent wreath has the most to say. We light the candle of joy because we believe people can indeed be free from the dullness of life. The birth of Jesus provides the joy of abundant living. Amen. My text for this message is coming from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 in the NIV version. And it says, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Praise be to God. And the title of this message is The Candle of Joy. Amen. The joy of the name Jesus. Joseph was a troubled man. The news Mary had given him had brought many responses, but none of them could be described as joy. He was deeply disturbed. He loved Mary and was betrothed to marry her. Betrothal was more binding than a simple engagement. It requires divorce action to terminate it. But Joseph was not a callous man. The scripture describes him as a righteous man who did not wish to make a public scandal of Mary. He had come to the decision that he could no longer be associated with her, and his agony must have been overwhelming. While Joseph was still considering what he should do, God sent an angel to explain Mary's condition. Joseph must have received the announcement with much joy. What a relief it had to be to know that Mary was still the honorable and godly person he had always known her to be. In addition, the angel told Joseph to name the child Jesus. For us, names are usually little more than a means of identification. But for the Jews, names were descriptions of character or designate some human event. The name Jesus is from the same root as the name Joshua. It means Jehovah is salvation. Amen. The angelic announcement of a name adds to Joseph's joy. This child in Matthew 1 and 21 shall save his people from their sins. Every time anyone called his name, they would be reminded that Jehovah is salvation. Just as Joshua led Israel to conquer the land, so Jesus would lead God's people to conquer sin. And just as there were still pockets of resistance when Joshua died, so at the death of Jesus, all sinfulness was not eradicated. But Jesus did save us from our sins and from the penalty of our sins. This was the fulfillment of prophecy. The psalmist had said in Psalms 130 and 8 in the NIV, he himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Amen? Praise be to God. In Matthew 1 and 21, there is reference both to the person and work of Jesus. His personhood is found in his name, for he is the Savior of the world. His work is found in the descriptive phrase that he will save his people. Praise be to God. Life only has meaning in our salvation. That is, our failures, mistakes, and sins will not be held against us forever. The gloom of having to carry our failures forever is removed in Jesus. Praise be to God. The joy of the name Emmanuel. Matthew continue with the birth narrative by adding an additional comment that all of this happened to fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah 7 and 14. In Matthew 1:22-23, he refers to a second name for Jesus. The name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Through the incarnation, God became a man. This is perhaps the greatest of all miracles. There is much debate concerning the virgin birth of Jesus. Skeptics, for one reason or another, doubt the validity of the scriptural narrative. Suffice it to say that those of us who accept the miraculous nature of the Bible also accept this miracle. But the greatest miracle at Christmas was not the virgin birth, as great as that miracle may be. It pales in importance to the spiritual fact that God had taken on the human form of a baby. Amen? Hallelujah. God is suddenly no longer out there somewhere in space or hidden in another dimension. He is here now, living among us. But how? How can this be? The mystery of Christ's birth is mind-boggling. Parting the waters of the Red Sea or raining down fire on Mount Carmel seems to pale in comparison to this miracle. To believe that the God of creation, the ruler of the universe, an all-powerful, all-knowing God of heaven has taken on the form of a baby in staggering, is staggering. Yet, this is exactly what we are called upon to believe. Amen. The gospel writer indicates that at last, God is here in a way he has never been before. God is with us. Some believe that Isaiah only intended to convert that idea that God is on our side. But Matthew's interpretation of the Isaiah passage is crystal clear. God is not just on our side. He is with us and is living among us. The Gospel of John says in John 1 and 14 in the RSV, the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. God no longer needs a tabernacle or a temple to symbolize his presence among us. The good news of the gospel is that Emmanuel is here. Thus, this name also adds to our joy. God is among us as he never was before the incarnation, walking in his presence without a priest or some holy man to intercede for us is now our joy. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see, so let us look to the circumstances under which the Son of God entered into this lower world, till we learn to despise the vain horrors of this world when compared with piety and holiness. The mystery of Christ becoming man is to be adored, curiously inquired into. It was so ordered that Christ should partake of our nature, yet that he should be pure from the defilement of original sin, which has been communicated to all the race of Adam. Observe, it is the thoughtful, not the unthinkable, whom God will guide. God's time to come with instructions to his people is when they are at a loss. Divine comfort most delight the soul when under the pressure of perplexed thoughts. Joseph is told that Mary should bring forth the Savior of the world. He was to call his name Jesus, a savior. Jesus is the same name with Joshua. And the reason of that name is clear. For those whom Christ saved, he saved from their sins, from the guilt of sin, by the merit of his death, from the power of sin by the Spirit of His grace. In saving them from sin, He saves them from the wrath and the curse and all misery here and hereafter. Christ came to save His people, not in their sins, but from their sins, and so to redeem them from among men to Himself, who is separated from sinners. Joseph did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, speedily, without delay, and cheerfully, without dispute, by applying the general rules of the written word. We should, in all the steps of our lives, particularly the great turns of them, taking direction from God, and we shall find this safe and comfortable. To God be the glory. And as I bring this message to a conclusion, I just want to say, humankind continually seeks happiness. The pursuit of happiness is embedded in the preamble to our Constitution. Many achieve a human satisfaction that provides a temporary life for their spirits. But joy that is permanent and eternal is found in the Christmas event. God has come to live among us and to save us from our sins. This is the spirit of Christmas. This joy is easily found by faith, key to a joyful Christmas. Do you have the joy of Christ in your life? Are you willing to accept Christ and celebrate Christmas all year long? You can, by putting your faith in the one whose name is Jesus. Jehovah is salvation. My brothers and sisters, I hope and pray that this message was truly a blessing to you as it is on to me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior, now is the time. Do not delay. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have truly said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to, the next step that you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you, to to a good Bible-based church. Amen? And my benediction is coming from Jude 24:25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our service for this morning, and I will play a selection as we are getting ready to go into the second hour of our program. And again, a reminder that the last Saturday in December will be the last segment that we're airing on Saturday morning. So we'll be on during the week, Tuesdays through Fridays, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Amen? Praise be to God. So we will no longer have Saturday service. At this time, I will play a selection, "God is Sustaining Me," by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all, this is simple. We gonna have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh, God is sustaining me. Don't you know, God? Anointing, Holy Spirit,
Ever. Amen.
thank you for all that you are doing and all that you are going to do. So now, for this next 45 minutes, I will read some Walking in Grace daily devotions to draw you closer to God. Amen. In Psalms 127 and 2 in the NIV said, in vain you rise early and set and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Amen. The writer says, the tiny cafe brightened by vibrant artwork and colorful linens was a buzz with conversation. One woman nearly was sharing about how she'll try a new dance class. An elderly gentleman at the table next to us announced he was reading Plutarch, but I was focused on listening to Natalie, who was sitting across from me over bowls of fresh berries drenched in heavy cream. I watched my friend's face light up as she discussed her upcoming move to Ecuador. I promised we'll talk again before she left. After bidding Natalie goodbye, I headed to another cafe to meet my mother. We talked, and she was frailed and a bit fearful about the future. But I cherished each moment we had together. As a heavy rain began to fall, I called her a cab and waited with her in the parking lot until it arrived. In a similar parking lot, a few weeks earlier, I had happened upon a friend a friend I haven't seen in over a decade. Randy had been ill and was so thin that when I hugged him, I could feel his bones just beneath the skin. But our hug was warm and wonderful as we expressed to each other how grateful we were for our years of friendship. Though I cherished each of these encounters, not one of them was real. Each took place in a dream, but that did not make them any less sweet. Natalie will soon be in South America. My mother passed away more than 2 years ago. Randy died last fall without my ever having the chance to hug him goodbye. But lately, while I sleep, God seems to be extending my time with the people I love. It's no wonder I wake up with a smile. Praise be to God. Lord, thank you for the dreams you have given to me and others. Thank you for making even the time that I sleep a precious gift. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many think you were on earth a holy king, a carpenter.
are the living words they announce. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Present down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A whole king, a constant death. You are the
living
word.
Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger,
but on a tree you died to save man.
The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Praise be to God. Jesus, 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 that's what we call you. Hallelujah. In Matthew 16:26, in the New Living Translation says, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul?" The writer says, "I'm rarely bored enough to watch TV, but I sat through a documentary of a famous rock band, beginning with their meteoric rise to stardom and worldly glory. Their experience was soon followed by the catastrophe, mental free fall from the pressures of celebrity and public demand. Trapped by fame, the group's members each spiraled lower and lower. The band eventually broke up, but the soul damage was already done. Divorce, suicide, drug abuse, alcoholism, plus real danger from psychotic fans, all dogged them continuously until their untimely demise. Unfortunately, there is not a unique story. It struck me that so often people sacrifice all to achieve fame, only to discover they are too human to cope with that much earthly worship. I kept thinking, what if they had given God the glory for their success instead of claiming it all for themselves? What if they had acknowledged they had been gifted, especially to echo God's amazing grace? Instead of trying to shoulder the burden of talent alone, we aren't designed to compete with his glory. We're made to reflect his grace. Through my own much humble experience, I know that not a single talent I possess is mine alone. Rather, they were given to me for his specific purpose. God opens the doors he wants open and closes the ones he wants clothes. I don't know his plan. I do know I will give my utmost for what is asked of me and leave the rest up to him. And whether or not my words or deeds achieve much attention by earthly standards, having him work through me is beyond meteoric. Lord, to you be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, you are still listening to the Apostle speak. And at this time, we are playing inspirational music and reading Walking in Grace. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection. Our God is awesome.
Everybody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song is says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Give strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know he's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice. Of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice and say, come on, somebody. celebrate the arms of God.
Amen. We beheld his glory. The word became flesh. John 1:14 in the NASB Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelled among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. The writer says, I stared at my December calendar filled with commitments. There was no room to breathe. Parties, shopping, bills, baking. I struggled with a sense of impending stress and looming anxiety. What had happened to the joyful anticipation of Christmas? When I was a young girl, my family had used a paper advent calendar, a winter scene in blue, covered in white glitter. Mom had purchased it at the department store for less than a dollar. Each morning, my three siblings and I would race downstairs to open a calendar window while we warmed up next to the heat register and ate cream of wheat. Then we crammed our feet into snow boots and raced to the bus. I'm sure Mom and Dad had hoped it would be a time for memories and religious instructions. But more often than not, we argued over whose turn it was to open the window, and we did it in the age-old language of children seeking to be noticed in a life is not fair to me world. Rather than the typical stable scene, woodland animals and birds had waited behind each window of that advent calendar. On the 24th day, Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus completed the landscape as the word became flesh and dwelled among us. The people in Christ's time had needed a residing Jesus. My siblings and I needed him too. I still need him. I need Jesus at home with me in the planning of parties. Jesus hanging out as I shop. Jesus with me as I pay bills. Jesus lingering in the kitchen doing Christmas baking. Jesus breathing peace into all the details of an overloaded calendar. Jesus, God with us, with me. Jesus, I am opening wide the window. Come be at home with me. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Again, at this time, I will play another selection. All Belongs to You by the Wickytones.
Belongs to you.
praise be to glory to God. In Psalms 94:19 in the ESV, when the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. Praise be to God. Every December, I get a sudden urge to be festively busy. I suddenly feel like if I'm not baking cookies, planning events, doing holiday crafts, or decorating, well, everything, then my kids will struggle to have a merry holiday season. But sometimes the best laid plans fail. Like that Sunday night, I was going to create an elaborate hot chocolate bar for our family's Advent celebration. My crock pot failed to work properly. The chocolate burned. I couldn't find the marshmallows. The candy canes were crushed. And by the time I sorted out the mess, I had nothing festive to serve during our family event time. Guess what? We still had a wonderful time. We sang songs. We read the Bible together. We talked. We snuggled in blankets under the Christmas lights. And we had a truly memorable night. No cocoa, no cookies, no Christmas ornaments, crafts to align with them, with the theme. I want to encourage you this holiday season. Yes, the cookies and crafts and parties and hot cocoa bars are a ton of fun, but they aren't necessary for a meaningful Christmas season. What's necessary is Him, Jesus. Just Him. So when you're getting the urge to bake more cookies, plan more parties, do more crafts, and do and be more, just stop, pause, and focus on Him. Amen. Praise be to God. Jesus, You are the reason for this season. So help me to press into what really matters, even as I am festively busy. Amen. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection, All to the Glory of God, during this holy season and every day. Amen. God is the reason for the season. He is the reason for everything. Because without Him, there would be nothing. Amen. Praise be to God.
All to the glory of God. All to the glory of God. In all that we do, no matter where we are. In the fullness of His blessing, nothing is possible without God. We come to
diamonds and all the gold. For as far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love knows no bounds. His goodness always true. And he's coming in the clouds.
His glory. And Luke 1 and 78 in the New Living Translation says, because of God's tender mercy, the morning light from heaven is about to break upon us. What were you doing outside? My husband Kevin asked. As I came in the back door, it's only 16 degrees. I wanted a picture of the sunlight coming through the icicles. What icicles? I pointed out the picture window. A 3-foot icicle hung from the edge of our cabin in northern Arizona. The frozen tip ending right above the patio table covered in 12 inches of December snow. Eyes wide, Kevin grabbed his camera. As we stepped outside, two Stella Jays dotted back and forth among the branches of the towering Pandosura pines, playing a game of tag about us. Snow cascaded like a promise. The white shower landing on our shoulders. A gray squirrel ventured out, seeking a forgotten seed under the abandoned bird feeder. He chattered his displeasure when he came up empty. The horizon above the frozen lake was stained tangerine as a mountain chickadee hopped on the porch railing, joining the morning menorrhagen. Suddenly, the birds and squirrels stilled, as if obeying an unspoken cue. Breathless, we joined the rest of creation in wordless testimony as the first rays of dawn hit our faces. The icicles the icicles beside us blazed as shafts of light reflected in all directions, striking the diamonds in the snow with golden colors. Our camera captured the moment of God's daily mercy, still breaking forth in a new day. The birds thrilled the morning song as the squirrel dove once more in the snow and came up with a forgotten seed. Daybreak had come. Praise be to God. Jesus, may your tender mercy that brought you to this earth break out of my heart and refract in all directions. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And for this last few minutes, I will play another selection until the time runs out. Amen. So again, God bless you. Have a wonderful afternoon. We love you and thank you for once again showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this morning. Amen.
Oh.
get the not enough space. I don't care. That's why I don't have enough space, because y'all got all these damn dogs on here. And how do I delete all this mess? And it doesn't show you how to delete it. All of that anyway. And y'all better not charge me for nothing.
And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power